Fiat. On the conception of the queen, her rays of love, wherever her creator was, she was there to love him. How she remained conceived in each created thing and was constituted queen of the heavens, of the sun, and of everything. Today, while swimming in the divine volition, my poor mind found inapt the conception of the Queen of Heaven. Oh, marvels! The surprises are indescribable. And I was thinking to myself, what else can be said about the Immaculate Conception after he spoke so much about it? And my lovable Jesus surprised me, all festive, as if he wanted to celebrate the conception of the Celestial Queen, told me, my blessed daughter, oh, how many more things I have to say on the conception of this celestial creature. It was a life that we were creating, not a work. And there is a great difference between a work and a life. Furthermore, it was life both divine and human, in which there had to be highest accord of sanctity, of love, and of power, such that one life had to be able to match the other. The prodigies we made in creating this life were such that we had to perform the greatest prodigy and a chain of miracles so that this life might contain the goods that we deposited in her. This holy creature, conceived without original sin, felt the life of our Creator, His operating will, which did nothing but make new seas of love arise. And oh, how much she loved us. She could feel us inside and outside of herself. And oh, how she would run in order to be present everywhere and in every place, wherever the life of her Creator was. It would have been the hardest and most cruel martyrdom for her had she not been able to be present everywhere in order to love us. Our will gave her wings, and our life, while remaining in her, made itself found everywhere to make itself loved and to enjoy she whom it loved so much and by whom it was so loved in return. Now, listen to another surprise. As soon as she was conceived, so did she begin her rays, and we loved her with infinite love. Not loving her would have been the greatest martyrdom for us. So, as she ran in order to search outside of herself for our life, which she possessed inside, because a good is never complete if it is not possessed both inside and outside. Hence, as she would run, so would she remain conceived in the heavens and in the celestial spheres. And the stars would form a crown around her, praising and declaiming her as their queen. And she acquired the rights of queen over all the celestial spheres. Our immensity awaited her in the sun, and she would run and be conceived in the sun, which, becoming diadem for her adorable head, invested her with light and praised her as Queen of Light. Our immensity and power awaited her in the wind, in the air, in the sea, and she would run and run without ever stopping her race, and remained conceived in the wind, in the air, and in the sea, acquiring the rights of queen over all. So, the sovereign lady makes her power, her love, and her maternity flow in the heavens, in the sun, in the wind, in the sea, and even in the air that all breathe. Therefore, everywhere, in every place and within all, was she conceived. Wherever our power and immensity were present, there would she erect her throne, in order to love us and to love all. This was the greatest miracle that our powerful love performed, to bilocate her, to multiply her in all things and in all created beings, so that we might find her in all and everywhere. The celestial queen acts like the sun. Even if someone did not want its light, this light imposes itself and says, "Whether you want me or not, I must do my course. I must give you light." But if someone could hide from the light of the sun, no one can hide from the sovereign lady. Otherwise, she could not be called with facts, universal queen and mother of everyone and everything. And we do not know how to speak words without making facts. See then, where our power and our love reached in the conception of this holy creature, to the extent of elevating her to such height and glory that she can say, "Wherever my Creator is, there I am to love Him. He has invested me with such power and glory that I am sovereign over all. Everything is dependent upon me. My dominion reaches everywhere, to the extent that, while I am conceived in all things, I hold the sun, the wind, the sea, and everything conceived within me. I possess everything in me, even my Creator, and I am the sovereign and owner of all. This is all my unreachable height, my glory, which nobody can equal, and my great honor, that with my love I embrace all, I love all, and I belong to all, and I am the mother of my Creator."